Now, you've maybe heard me mention Remake Learning Days earlier today, and the Saturday Light Brigade is deeply involved in Remake Learning Days. We have open houses here at our studios coming up 1 week from today, May 6th. Also, May 13th, we have family podcasting workshops. And on May 16th, a Streaming the Future youth-hosted webcast. You can learn more at remakelearningdays.org. And there, among the hundreds of events, is also an ultimate play day being put together at Lower McKinley Park, which is in Beltsuver, Bon Air, Knoxville, sort of nestled across those areas. But Beltsuver is the primary neighborhood. That day is taking place May 7th, 1 week from tomorrow, 1 to 4 o'clock. And it's a pleasure to welcome Adam Zarin and Nicole Stevens here this morning, who are able to share more details about the event. And Adam, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
And let me also turn to Nicole. And Nicole Stevens, before we talk more about the day, I think people need to know about this park. It's almost 80 acres, right? It's a 79-acre city park.
Yes, it is. And a lot of people will say that, like, Allegheny Park is the oldest park in the city of Pittsburgh, but you also have to remember that Allegheny was Allegheny City, and actually McKinley Park is the oldest actual city park until Allegheny was annexed into the city of Pittsburgh.
I didn't know that, and I should say you're with the Beltsuver Consensus Group, and there's been a lot of work done to make that park more beautiful and more available for people.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the last 5 years or so.
It's been a long process, but there have been a lot of improvements to McKinley Park. Mainly right now it's been the upper part of the park, because there's an upper section and a lower section. The ultimate play date will be happening in the lower section of McKinley Park. Like I said, a lot of people don't realize that there's another section to McKinley. Years ago there was grant funding to start doing renovation work. There have been renovations too. We have lots of trails. There's been renovations where we've gotten new equipment as they're improving. There's a shelter house there in the upper part of McKinley. We're currently getting a new playground. There's a new picnic shelter that's been placed along, like, the inner corridors of the neighborhood along Michigan Street, which is very, very beautiful. And it's I'm happy to finally see all of this coming to fruition.
Are you a native of that community?
I have born and raised. My grandmother is from the neighborhood, and when her parents and grandparents moved to Pittsburgh from Virginia, they went to Homestead, and then we're in Beltsuver, and I'm actually in my great grandmother's home.
That's terrific. All of the Hilltop neighborhoods have such a huge history, mm-hmm. and I think something they also have in common is a lot of people don't know about the vibrancy of areas like Allentown, Knoxville, Beltsuver, and those around the McKinley mm-hmm. Park area that we're mentioning. So I'm glad this is the site of the day a week from tomorrow. Now, Adam is here. Tell us about the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative and about the Ultimate Play Day taking place on May 8th.
Sure. So Ultimate Play Day, which is happening on May 7th.
May 7th. I keep getting that wrong.
That's okay.
Sunday, May 7th. Sunday, May 7th taking place. I'm going to get that right eventually.
No worries. But yeah, it's hosted by Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative in sponsorship with City Parks and Remake Learning Days. We've got over 28 Playful vendors at this point who are going to have interactive activities just set up throughout the park there. There's going to be Mike the Balloon Guy. We're going to have airbrush tattoo artists. We're going to have Kid Mental as the DJ. So it's just going to be a really fun day at Lower McKinley Park. And then Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative is an initiative within the organization Trying Together. And we're all about the importance of play for people of all ages. So we do a lot of advocacy work. We're starting work work with professional development in play, and we also do these events around the city to help model and inspire the importance of play.
We sometimes forget in this day and age that play matters for people of all ages, but play is even occasionally being filtered out of a child's day-to-day activities. We sort of head towards maximizing efficiency and productivity and not allowing time just to putter around or to try something new. It's long been known play is really essential to child development, but it matters for adults too. And I'd love either of you to, if you have a sense of anything to offer on that, jump right in.
Sure. One of my favorite things that play does in child development is executive functioning skills. So executive functioning is things like working memory, the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we emotionally regulate, and play really influences the way that that develops. So the more kids get to play, the more they get to develop that sense of executive functioning, and things like sequencing becomes easier, and cognitive thinking is something that just flows a little bit more easily whenever we're able to play. So for me, it's that executive functioning piece in kids, but then whenever it comes to adults, I think that there's that like community building piece. So one thing, we have monthly meetings with Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative, and Nicole has actually been to a couple of them, and I've roped her into playing some really cool games, in my opinion, but she's a great game player. and what I notice is that at our Playful Pittsburgh meetings, a lot of times people are coming together who don't really know each other, and the game section that we incorporate into the beginning of those meetings really helps sort of foster a sense of community and bring everybody onto the same page.
I would have to agree with that because, you know, when I first came to the meeting, I was like, I really don't want to play these games. I'm not an icebreaker type of person, but that's because I'm only child and I was used to keeping to myself. So play helped me develop relationships with people and told me I had to come outside of my box. And it also helps release energy. And that also happens even as an adult, because as an adult, sometimes I'm kind of hesitant when you're in a group of new people. So it helps.
Yeah, it's a good way to mix things up. And frankly, in a time when there's a somewhat less civility, sometimes it's nice, or if people might be a little timid about letting their true self come out, it's kind of nice to provide a forum for that, where you know it's safe and you know it's going to be fun, and you're likely going to learn something about somebody else, share something about yourself, or if you're lucky, do both multiple times. What kind of crowd are you expecting for the event? This is a week from tomorrow, by the way. Make sure you get the date right. May 7th, 1 to 4 o'clock at Lower McKinley Park.
Yeah, so we're really hoping for a turnout of like 250 to 300 folks. So it should really be a great time. I know there are a couple groups that I've heard about that are going to be coming out, and they're really excited. So it's going to be a really beautiful, great day at Lower McKinley Park on Sunday, May 7th, from 1 to 4.
Now, this is the day of the Pittsburgh Marathon. And there are some road restrictions here and there, but nothing that will be too difficult to overcome. But in the event you can't make it for that reason, Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative and I dare say McKinley Park are around not just one day of the year. How can folks engage with the collaborative in other ways?
Yeah, so one way to engage with Playful Pittsburgh is to sign up for our newsletter. You can visit our website, playfulpittsburgh.org, and sign up for that. Check out the website. We also do game rentals. So if you're throwing an event or you have something going on and you need a little extra fun, we've got game rentals. You can borrow oversized games, play boxes for no cost at all. So that's one surefire way to get involved with Playful Pittsburgh.
What a great idea. What kind of, like if I'm trying to think, I'm if I wanted a big giant chess set, do you have something like that?
I have a giant checker set. I have a giant Connect Four. I have an oversized Jenga, stuff
Ooh,
like that.
Oversized Jenga would be fascinating to see. What about Twister?
No Twister at this time in the library. But, you know, the library is always growing.
Excellent. That's a great concept to be able to do that. What about the park? Are there other activities coming up or things people should know or ways people can help?
May 6th, the day before the event down at the Bottom Park, there's another event. It's called, it's been happening for a couple years now. It's called A's Vision. It's a memorial softball game. It's for one of our residents. He had lost his son to violence. And it's his way of bringing everybody together to remember his child and to just, you know, come out and, because Bellsouver's always been about family and just to bring that family vibe back. So that'll be May 6th. And in July, we have what we come together and celebrate every year. We have Bellsouver Community Day, which is actually a whole weekend. So people from out of town come back in to see family, friends, and we just celebrate on the, that'll be the 15th and 16th of July.
Great events taking place. I'm really glad that we're able to have you here representing the consensus group because, you know, my understanding, and I've had a chance to get to know the work a little bit, is you've done the incredible job of getting community stakeholders together to get different ideas from as many people as possible who live, work, dream, play in Bellsouver, yes, to come together and figure out the community's values and future and how it can continue to be, as you said, the family community.
That's what you have to do. You can't just have one person be a voice for the community because you aren't the community. You have to get multiple voices. And with you saying that, because we all have come together for the betterment of Bellsouver, as the consensus group, we were able to purchase our elementary school, Bellsouver Elementary School.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And, excuse me, that is going to be developed into senior lofts.
I did not know that. I know the community center. I've been there a few times, and I think some improvements have been made there fairly recently. And converting those into lofts is incredible.
Yes, and it's going to be named after a principal who was very instrumental during the time when desegregation happened in the school system. So it'll be called the Dr. Lewis A. Vinson Lofts.
Very nice. I like how I think you mentioned A's way.
It's A's Vision.
Yeah, A's Vision earlier, that you're marking Bellsouver's history as you do that. If you're just joining us, Nicole Stevens is from the Bellsouver Consensus Group here with Adam Zarin from Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative. They are together because Ultimate Play Day is taking place in Bellsouver at Lower McKinley Park, May 7th, 1 until 4 o'clock. We just have another minute or so. Anything else either of you would like to say, Adam?
I'd just like to say with the marathon going on, we did, if you check out our website, we did have a section on there on the Ultimate Play Day tab that gives directions from different locations of the city. And we also have the map posted. So you can check those like rolling closures. And hopefully we'll see you out there. And it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
I just hope the rain holds off and we're just going to have an awesome time.
Well, thank you for being here. The website again?
That's going to be www.playfulpittsburgh.org.
Thank you. And for folks wanting to keep in touch with your work in Bellsouver, what's the best way?
You can, if you're on Facebook, there is a page that's called Bellsouver News. The majority of things that are happening in the neighborhood are posted on that page.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being with us, Nicole Stevens, Adam Zarin.